Hello, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. Super glad you're joining me today, and I hope you're enjoying this transition into autumn. Autumn equinox, the balance of light and dark, arrived on Sunday, and so we are settling into autumn season. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Autumn equinox is a point of equal balance of light and dark. It's an alignment where we blend. It's kind of where our inner and outer worlds come together. Everything hangs in an equal place. It's really where human and divine meet in equal balance. Each season marks a time when there's a particular manifestation of the spiritual force of the universe, whatever is being beamed into the earth at that time. That incoming energy meets the spiritual force of the earth in a particular dance. It's a beautiful dance of the universe, which influences all life on our planet, every atom of life on the planet. We live in this sea of energy of which we are oblivious. These cosmic energies are supporting us all the time. All these invisible things that we don't see, life force, oxygen, air, elements, that carry us forward in a way that we don't really even understand. The four seasons are a universal archetype for the soul. I mean, they are metaphors of the cycles of spiritual growth. We can see this in the as above, so below philosophy, right? On our path to enlightenment, we first have to develop a body. Then we need the personality. Finally, the soul emerges, and it is at that point that we really begin to understand our relationship with spirit. And like a wise and gentle teacher, the earth uses her seasons to model when to rest, when to reflect, when to cleanse and when to activate, when to grow, when to shine bright and create, and when to return to source. You know, as the poem Desiderata says, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. It's pretty amazing. The four seasons tell a timeless story of transformation every year. This is both a planetary and a human story of unfolding growth. As above, so below. It's celestial and terrestrial. Every living thing is altered by Earth's journey, Earth's seasonal journey, as we go round and round. Like every living thing on the planet, your life shifts and moves in alignment with this cosmic cycle, whether you're conscious of it or not. The seasons remind us, they bring us back, and they invite us to honor the Earth, our home, and the greater universe, of which I hope we are recognizing that we are a living, breathing part. Aligning with the earth is what grounds us so that we can open up to and consciously process those cosmic energies of growth and evolution. We are electromagnetic beings, which we're understanding more and more all the time, and we need to stay grounded. Spiritual teacher Lynn McTaggart says, at our most elemental, we're not a chemical reaction, but an energetic charge. It's amazing to me as we learn and understand things greater. I see this as a time of spiritual renaissance where we're understanding our place in the universe in a way that we haven't before. So in this amazing time, we're really learning more and more. Our knowledge base is expanding, and we are seeing this ever-increasing blend where ancient truths combined with quantum science. There are two sources of knowledge, you know, coming from really opposite sides of the spectrum, but they're merging to tell us a story, a cosmic story. Really, a story of our beingness that we hardly can imagine. And when we look at that story and we get a sense of that greater history, We can look beyond time, really beyond religious dogma. You know, our history, our awareness of this greater connection has been kept alive through myth and stories across all cultures and all peoples. We are now understanding things like sacred geometry, harmonics and resonance, Schumann's resonance, which is essentially the heartbeat of the earth. We're recognizing the impact that those things have, the greater order to the universe. And we as humanity have evolved to the point we're ready to understand that. We can take on our beingness and accept that in a greater scale. So we are recognizing the power of these invisible forces all around us, creativity, compassion, that come through us, trust, enthusiasm, beauty, joy. We've lived and had experiences that have taken us beyond our understanding of, I guess I'd call them just the facts of life, and into the mysteries. And when we start paying attention or looking for those things, as my favorite band, Cloud Cult, says, every heartbeat is a chance to see another miracle. And if ever I can't see the magic around me, please take my hands off my eyes. So let's take the blindfolds off, you know, release our outdated and inadequate understandings of the universe, and embrace a bigger picture. Embrace the magic. Because, of course, the magic is just things that we don't understand. Yet. New understanding helps us see that there are spiritual tools, I'll call them life tools, that we can use consciously, deliberately, on a day-to-day basis to create a better life, to connect more deeply and consistently with divine guidance, to heal the wounds of our psyche, and step into a place of soul infusion where our highest self guides and our lower self enjoins. We grow into soul. As a species, though, you know, we've been so caught in lower levels of survival consciousness that we're just beginning to understand the possibilities as we connect lower energy centers, earth-based centers, and higher energy centers, cosmic centers, through the heart. The heart. Heart, I love it. But, you know, heart and earth, you know, just the letters rearranged. It is through heart that we find soul. And it is through the heart of our humanity that we find our divinity, that we recognize and really can own that we are part of a bigger story. So, you know, back to the seasons. The atomic structure of all life is affected with each change of the season. The movement of the stars and the changes of the seasons all reflect specific interplays of energy between the divine world and the physical, the earth. Spiritual teacher and wise woman, Corrine Helene, says, just as the force contained in the seed of every plant is bound up with the physical forces of the earth, so the inmost being of the human soul is bound up with the spiritual forces of the earth. Tied in this dance, we go round and round. You know, birthday to birthday, each year of our lives adding another ring, like the ancient oak tree. Offering an opportunity, each step giving us an opportunity for deeper integration, deeper understanding. Each cycle adding another layer to the fullness of who we are. Each season fine-tuning us, addressing the needs of the evolving soul. It's like a system upgrade. We get one individually and we get it collectively. And these earth seasons are designed to help us with that. They're designed to help us upgrade and move us along. Honoring these energy portals that occur at solstice and equinox allow us to align, That's a big part of this podcast. That's what we're looking for, is how do we realign with the rhythm of the universe? How do we get in sync with this natural rhythm of life? It is a pulse that we feel deep inside if we can open up to the wisest, deepest, eternal part of our being. And like many things, it's happening, whether you're conscious of it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you pay attention or not. Your life and your core beingness are imprinted with and shifted by changes in nature. And that includes the alignment and realignment of the stars, the sun, the moon, and the planets. They are like filters or lenses that add color or spice to flavor the energy that streams to Earth. The circle of the seasons, it was called the Great Round by the early Celts, is formed by climatic changes as Earth rotates around the sun. Typically, these seasons are recognized by a rise or fall in temperature and by the amount of light or darkness that the day holds. Warmer temperatures and the fuller light of spring and summer occur when the rays of the sun shine more directly on either the northern or southern hemisphere. The cooler, darker seasons of autumn and winter develop when the sun's rays are at a more oblique angle. They just don't hit directly. Each season begins with a cardinal sign, which is an initiating energy, then moves to a fixed sign where it anchors and holds the energy steady, and then a transitioning out through the mutable sign that is flexible and flowing. Each season is one step around the circle of ongoing transformation. Autumn is the time to plant seeds. Winter is the gestation of the seed and the taking root. In spring, we see the bursting forth of those seeds into new life that we harvest in the summer. Each step offers an opportunity for deeper integration and a fuller expression of self. With each step, we integrate our humanity and our divinity in an ongoing, ever-evolving process of soul infusion. We're learning to live fully human and fully divine. Our early ancestors were much more aware of the cycle of the external seasons than we earth dwellers are today. And yet the symbols and remnants of ancient practices are the foundation of pretty much all of our seasonal and cultural holiday, our traditions, our celebrations. They all have roots in an earlier earth season. And ancient peoples, they celebrated these seasonal changes. They'd get outside and they'd sing, dance, have ritual, just as many indigenous people continue to do today. It reflects a relationship. Their lives were entwined in these circular patterns of change and evolution. And these customs waned as, you know, they've all faded away as we moved away from earth traditions onto a more intellectual path. We became these great mental beings as we moved into the age of reason and science. Life, though, brings us back out of mind and into the heart. Life calls us back into the deep, the mysteries. Heaven and earth, human and divine, spring and summer, conscious and unconscious. We are part of a bigger cosmic story. You have a galaxy inside you. It is said that we have more bacteria in our gut biome than there are stars in the Milky Way. You are a drop in the ocean, just as you are the ocean in a drop. We are one piece in a multi-layered, ever-expanding circle of life and consciousness. And the cycle of the seasons reveals this human story of unfolding growth. It's the one thing we can count on. The sun goes down every night, only to rise again every morning. Even after the longest winter, spring comes. Around and around we go. Through its continual flow of changing energy, we move in the circular process of life, death, life. Light, dark, light. Each step in the cycle of life is an invitation to grow as the seasons usher in energy for change and that growth to occur. So as we come to these turning points in the seasons, now, as we move into a new season of the year, listen. Everything vibrates. The earth is alive. Be attentive. Be attentive to the energies as they're flowing in through you for these seasonal lessons and changes. Autumn, it's called the home of the setting sun. And it has a seasonal song. I mean, we can hear it in the leaves and the whisper of the trees and the changing colors and the movement into the dark and the deeper silence that the darkness offers. Hear the seasonal song of autumn playing through earth and life around you. At this point, earth is turning its face away from the sun. The vibrancy and energetic spirit of summer, it's waning. The earth and all life on her is calling, we're calling our energy back deeper into ourselves. The leaves fall and die off. Things compost, rot, die away. The veil that separates life from death thins as we move into this autumn season. It's time to integrate the experiences that we've gathered. It's time for our own personal harvest. It is an assessment time to look at what we have grown, what has passed in the previous year. And this enables the energies that come the rest of the year to be utilized more effectively. So we want to just check in. With every turning of the season, we want to check in to see where we're at with that phase. And so here are some things, some general tips and some ideas on how to get in sync with this energy of autumn. One of the main things, of course, is to eat the foods of the season. They have important purpose for our physical needs. They align with our bodies. So eating the foods of the season is wonderful. Engage with the plants and the flowers. You know, each one brings a specific energy for our well-being. Dig up roots, you know, medicinal roots like ginger, echinacea, or garlic, elderberry. It's a great time to pick up nuts or jump in the leaves. You know, chop wood. We want to prepare and purify. We want to connect with the earth energy as we move forward. As the earth balances, as the spiritual and human energies balance, we want to check our own balance. You know, this season brings to the forefront some of the conflicts that we have in our own inner dynamic between spirit and personality. So it's a perfect time for honest appraisal. Can we recognize old habits, or are there old stories? Things that we've been doing or ways of being that we've outgrown. It's a really great time to look at what do we need to release, what needs to go, because I want to hold a stable center. What's getting in my way, what needs to go. And as I consider that, I also want to recognize what's difficult for me to get let go of. I mean, what's the hardest thing for me to release? Opinions, beliefs, possessions, stuff, people, relationships. You want to consider your relationship with change and your need for control. if we have a lot of tendency to control, change can be very difficult. So as you're identifying people, places, events that aren't serving you well, how are you able, how well are you doing at letting go? What do you resist? So just be compassionate with yourself and explore the reasons that you're hanging on. What's going on there? How do you handle situations that are beyond your ability to control? What happens when you recognize that you don't have any control in that situation? How do you handle it? It's a good time to look at some of those practices and how we are at change and control. As we're deciding what we want to take with us, what we want to harvest and preserve, we also want to recognize what needs to die off. And so we want to look at our lives and see, are our lives lining up with our values? Are there areas that are disconnected? And if so, what are we going to do about that? And part of the dying off and releasing that comes with autumn requires sacrifice. And I don't know, sacrifice is kind of a hard word, isn't it? It feels like painful. And yet at the same time, the idea of sacrifice is that we make something sacred. As we move into fall, it's an opportunity to celebrate where you're at on your own life cycle. All things mature. So what gifts do you see in your ripening? What fears emerge as you consider your dying? This is a time to cultivate a mindset of gratitude and appreciation. As we're gearing up to the mysteries and the greater darkness, this is what we're preparing for. You know, we want to appreciate ourselves, the people around us, life around us. An attitude of kindness and goodwill, gratitude, it opens the heart for these energies that are flowing in. So we want to open as best we can and lean into the mystery, lean into the unknown. This is a great time to explore your belief systems. As we come into the darkness, where are we going? Honor that which is invisible and how all of that comes wrapped in mystery. Around we go through the light and into the dark and into the light. Life to death to life. Light to dark to light. And maybe one of the hardest things about autumn as we're sorting through and releasing and surrendering and sacrificing and all of these things, looking at death, allow yourself to stay with, I guess I'll call it the yucky stuff, that hard stuff. Remember that when the leaves decay, they break down and enrich the soil. They get slimy and dank before they disappear into the ground. This is our time to compost, to process those memories, wounds, and outdated programming that it is keeping us stuck in our own mud. They break down just like the leaves do to enrich you. It is said that Archangel Michael steps up to oversee this autumn season, here to walk with us as we walk through the fear and vulnerability, as we move further and further into the darkness of the wheel of our year and the cycle of humanity. So I'll close with this prayer for autumn, the season of wisdom and transformation. You are a mellowing season, bringing us a beautiful harvest of summer's gifts. The ripening of your crops makes the earth a dinner table in which we delight. You turn our faces toward the west and remind us of the transitory nature of all things. You call us to surrender as the greens of summer burst into color, then fade, and the hardwood trees lose their leaves. Everywhere change takes place. Everything prepares for winter. Days get shorter. Darkness lingers. A sweet nostalgia fills the air. We review, feeling our losses, even as we count our blessings. Teach us to live wisely between our birth and our death. Open our hearts to all that needs transformation. Teach us how to let go. Share with us your virtues of reverence, transformation, and harmlessness.
Oh my goodness gracious,
until next time, shine on.
Sweet as honey, birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, sky sunny. Sweet honey.